The Roman Lapidary. The inscriptions that deal with various aspects of public and private life from the 5th century BC to the 4th century AD are gathered in the pleasant framework of the garden. Magistrates, officials, soldiers, slaves, freemen, women and children, all from ancient times, have emerged from the shadows of anonymity thanks to the epigraphs that impart information about the family, religion and politics of the people involved. The lapidary is divided into several zones, starting with the gravestones that come from the cemeteries lining the roads leading into the city and offer the oldest evidence. The itinerary presents inscriptions that testify to public intervention, such as rebuilding the city walls and paving the streets, expressions of cult and devotion, and inscriptions concerning social and family organization. So we learn that Caius Caesar, the young nephew of Augustus in the 1st century AD, concerned himself with paving the city streets, or that at the beginning of the 3rd century, Septima Veneria, originally from Norico in the Austria of today, and wife of an army veteran, died in Rimini, ancestor of that host of foreigners from across the Alps that our city has welcomed over the last century. The Rimini epigraph collection was already being formed in the 16th century and is considered regionally one of the most original and substantial, containing the oldest documentation.